A very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalya, and today is the 14th of July, and here are some top things to know before the market opens. The market is expected to see a muted start today as GIFT Nifty indicates a flat opening for the broader index with a loss of 14 points after opening the session at 19,543. On July 13, the Sensex was up 0.25% at 65,558 and the Nifty was up 0.15% at 19,413. The pivot point calculator suggests that the Nifty may get support at 19,386 followed by 19,344 and 19,274, whereas in case of an upside, 19,525 can be key resistance area followed by 19,568 and 19,637. Moving on to international markets, US markets. US stocks extended recent gains to end higher on Thursday with the Nasdaq rising more than 1% for second straight day as the data showed the annual increase in US producer inflation was the smallest in nearly 3 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 47 points or 0.14% to 34,395. The S&P 500 gained 37 points or 0.85% to 4,510. And the Nasdaq Composite added 219 points or 0.158% to 14,138. If we look at the Asian markets, Asia-specific markets largely rose on Friday after more inflation data out from the US came in softer than expected, raising optimism that the inflation could come down without weakening the labor market. While in case of European markets, European stock markets closed higher Thursday after another cooler than expected US inflation reading and a dip in the UK gross domestic product. The pan-European stock 600 provisionally closed up 0.7% with tech stocks up 1.8% and the majority of the sector ending the session in the green. The UK economy contracted 0.1% in May, official figures showed, though this was less than 0.3% month-on-month contraction forecasted in Reuters poll of economists. It comes amid intense focus on the country's ongoing inflation battle, particularly after this week's strong wage growth data. Dollar updates. The dollar slumped to its lowest since April 2022 on Thursday as cooling US inflation bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve would hike interest rates just one more time this year, eroding the greenback's yield advantage over the peers. Against a basket of six major currencies, the dollar index fell 0.5% to 100 after dropping earlier to 99.968, a new 15-month low. The dollar index was headed for its biggest weekly slide so far in 2023. Crude price updates. Oil prices rose on Friday on support from tighter supply amid issues in Libya and Nigeria and easing US inflation, which markets hope may bring an end to the interest rate hikes in the world's biggest economy. Brent crude futures rose 0.3% to $81.63 per barrel. US West Texas intermediate crude futures rose 0.5% to $77.27. Gold price updates. Gold prices on Thursday fluttered around their highest levels in nearly a month, helped by a weaker dollar and expectation that US Federal Reserve is soon nearing an end to its rate hike cycle. Spot gold was up 0.2% at $1,960 per ounce, its highest since June 16th. US gold futures rose 0.1% to $1,963. The dollar index fell to its lowest in more than a year, making gold affordable to overseas buyers. Benchmark US yields were also at their lowest in more than a week, cutting the opportunity cost of holding non-yielding gold. Moving on to stocks in focus, starting with Wipro's quarter one results. The software services provider has recorded a 6.6% sequential decline in consolidated profit at ₹2,870 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2024. IT services revenue fell by 1.8% quarter-on-quarter to ₹22,755 crore, while revenue in dollar terms came in at $2,788 million, marginally beating analyst estimates, down 1.6% quarter-on-quarter, and in constant currency, the IT services top line was down 2.8% quarter-on-quarter. Large deal bookings stood at $1.2 billion during the quarter against $1.1 billion in the previous quarter. Wipro expects quarter 2 IT services revenue in dollar terms in the range of $2,722 to $2,805 million. Up next, we discuss Senco Gold's listing on July 14th. The Kolkata-based jewelry retailer is set to debut the bourses on July 14th. The issue price has been fixed at Rs. 317 per share. Rail Vikas Nigam. The state-owned railway company has received letter of order from National Highways Authority of India for rehabilitation and upgradation from 4 to 8 laning of Chandikole Paradeep section of NH-53 in Odisha on HAM mode. This project is worth Rs. 808 crore. Angel One's Quarter 1 Report. The retail stock broking house has recorded a 21.6% year-on-year growth in consolidated profit at Rs. 220.8 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2024. This was backed by healthy operating and top-line performance. Revenue for the quarter came in at Rs. 807.5 crore, grew by 18.4% over the same period last year, while EBITDA jumped 20.2% to Rs. 320.3 crore, and the margins expanded by 60 basis points to 39.66% in quarter 1 of financial year 2024. The company has declared the first interim dividend of Rs. 9.25 per share for financial year 2024. Deep Industries. The oil and gas field equipment provider has entered into a joint venture agreement with Eurogas Systems SRL Limited for supplying oil-filled equipments to oil and gas industry. EGS has acquired 26% equity stake in joint venture company Deep Onshore Drilling Services, and the balance 74% is held by Deep Industries. FII/DII data. Foreign institutional investors have net bought shares worth Rs. 2,237 crore, whereas domestic institutional investors have net sold shares worth Rs. 1,196 crore on July 13th, as per the provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Alok Jain, small case manager and founder of Weekend Investing. He explains what exactly is momentum investing and which sector is he currently looking at. Listen in to find out more.
So momentum investing is a very unique way of non-discretionary investing, where you're simply saying that we're buying what goes up and we're selling what's going down. So you create a portfolio of stocks where the stock movement over the past 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, whatever is your period of observation, has gone up. So stocks that are outperforming come into your portfolio. Stocks that stop performing go out of your portfolio. You do a review every week, every month, and you shift that cohort of stocks. So you are always invested in stocks that are doing relatively the best out of the universe of stocks that you're looking at. That essentially is, in a nutshell, what is momentum investing. There are no emotions involved. It's all a rule-based system, and you essentially have clarity over what to buy, when to buy, how much to buy, and when to sell. This is the core of the momentum investing, the way at least we practice at Weekend Investing. Now, why should investors look at it in the sense that fundamental investing has its own pitfalls? The world is awash with a lot of funds. Central bankers have printed trillions of dollars in the last few years. So the total amount of money in the system has gone up dramatically. That has caused all asset classes also to go up in different relative movements. And the whole concept of what is a right valuation, the foundation of that itself has been shaken out. So, what is the right valuation for a stock? Is 20 times earnings? Is 40 times earnings? Is it 80 times earnings? It is very difficult to have a absolute valuation. Yes, on a relative valuation basis, you can say that one stock is more valuable than the other. But the whole basis, because the money in the system is changing, the absolute nature of that changes. And hence, non-discretionary systems where you're not guessing what stock will do well, you're not forecasting, you're not predicting anything. Rather, you are following the market and adhering to the adage Bhav Bhagwan Che. Price is God. So price has discounted whatever needs to be discounted in it, and now you are just following the price, following the winners in the market, and getting out of your losers. That is why investors should look at momentum investing as an alternate way of investing, which over 200 years of data in many US research papers have proven that this is the best factor of investing to go for. sectors in the India market that have continued to be robust and looking strong have been recently in the last 1 year, it's been PSU banks. Very recently in the last 3 months, it has been pharma stocks, auto stocks, and to some extent, one can say the energy stocks have made a comeback very recently. Over the last, 6 months to 1 year, PSU banks, public sector enterprise stocks, metals, and FMCG, those were the ones that were performing 6 to 12 months back. But now that focus is shifting to autos, to pharma, PSU banks again, yes. But what happens in momentum investing is that because that rebalance is happening every week or every month, there is a automatic sector rotation that happens. So sectors that go out of flavor automatically move out of your portfolio, and sectors that are coming back into flavor automatically come back in. That is the sort of beauty of momentum investing that your investors should look at. Thank you.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading day.